Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And this is the broadcast that shelters you from the storms of life. And the more you listen, the more you know why. And it's good to be here in our top secret broadcasting zone where nobody can find us. No, not really. I bet you some people could find where I'm at. But anyways, I'm just having a little bit of fun. It is good to be here this evening. And going to be doing a video. And it's going to kind of just turn this a little bit. Kind of get my big head in the way. Just so that it doesn't screw anything up. And got to get my sound effects ready. Just in case. And it's good to be here tonight. And tonight the topic is going to be an interesting one. And the title of the message is The Great Price of Being a Disciple of Christ. I know it's kind of a very big title, but it's The Great Price of Being a Disciple of Christ. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. I was at church this morning. And heard a missionary preach on this, and I might preach it a little bit differently how he did, but it really spoke to me, and as kind of like just things that I'm going through and stuff like that. So, you know, I just wanted just to, and maybe this is something that you might need, or you've never really, you know, this might be something that you might need. Amen. So we're going to be getting into that tonight, but let's see here. For announcements, I don't have a whole lot of announcements. Please keep me in prayer. Keep my ministry in prayer. Just kind of going through some bumpy roads right now, and just not sure how things are going to work out, but God will provide. And God has been sort of dealing with me on, you know, kind of getting back to work, as you will. And what I mean by that, meaning getting back to work with videos. So I'm going to be doing a video today. This is going to be one of them. And I might be doing a video tomorrow. Okay, so I'm going to be doing a video tomorrow. And I have an idea of what I want to talk about. And it has to do with being careful for nothing. So I might preach on that tomorrow. We'll see. I don't know. But unless the Lord has something else he has in mind. But I'm going to be preaching on this. Paying a great price for being a disciple of Christ. Amen. So I'm going to be preaching on that tonight. But other than that, I don't have any announcements. Let's see. If anyone has any prayer requests, you know, you can feel free to put them on. Either put them on, if you're on YouTube and you watch this, you can put it on the comments section. Or if you have, or if you're on Facebook, you can kind of feel free to just kind of put it on, the place where you can put a comment there. You can comment there, or if you don't want to me to mention it, if you don't want me to mention it specifically, you know, just let me know. But if you have a praise or a prayer request, you can feel free to share that if you'd like. Let's see here. As for me, just please be in prayer for me. I know, like I said, I kind of hitting some, you know, bumpy grounds, but I know God will work everything out. We have a fellow sister that wants prayer. And for her and her mother's not doing very well. So if you can keep them in prayer, I know Brother Joey, he needs prayer. There are times he has pain and stuff like that. So keep him in prayer. Don't really have a whole lot. I mean, I don't have a whole lot of, I guess I really don't have a whole lot on here. I mean, I do, but I'm just, there really isn't a whole lot. I mean, there is a fellow sister that wants prayer for salvation for her father. So if you can pray for that. pray for a fellow brother, for his family and his ex-wife for salvation. Brother Michael, Brother David, good to see you both. God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I got a real treat that I'm going to be preaching on tonight, and it might be kind of a rough topic, but I hope it's an encouragement. Going to be talking about the price that we pay, the price that we pay to being disciples. So we're going to be talking about that. But anyways, let's see here. I think that's going to, I don't really have a whole lot of prayer requests. Let's see here. I really don't want to get into any news. So I won't bother with that tonight. I'll do that some other time. That's Facebook. I don't need that up. There we go. So anyways, that's it for that. If you have any prayers or praises, you can sort of feel free to put that there, or, you know, just where put it on the comment section on YouTube or on Facebook, whatever the situation might be. My head needs to be in the way of that light. That light gets too blinding. I got to figure out a way to dim that light somehow, so it doesn't get blinding. I'll have to figure something out. But anyways, let's see here. I don't think there is a whole lot for me to. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot. But anyways, message is kind of a big one. It seems big, but we'll see how it goes. All right. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 14. Luke 14. And again, we're going to be talking about the great price of being a disciple of Christ. This is a big deal because there is a price that we pay to being disciples. There is. Now, let me make something very clear. Okay? This price that we pay to be a disciple of Christ is not the price of salvation. Okay? We got to remember that when Jesus died on the cross, okay, he said, "It is finished." All right? So that means that Jesus Christ paid. He paid for our salvation, and he paid it in full. So there is no great price for salvation. However, as disciples, there is a price that we pay, and it's a lot. This may be very unfavorable to a lot of people. Okay, and I might say some things that might rub some people the wrong way. But we gotta preach the whole counsel of God, okay? So we're gonna be talking about the price that we pay for being disciples of Christ. Amen. So Luke 14, 26 through 30. This is what Jesus says. He says, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life, also he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether have ye sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish it." Okay, so, like I said, okay, the price that we pay for being disciples, that price that has nothing to do with salvation. Because when Jesus Christ died, he paid our salvation in full. So what price is it that we pay as disciples? Well, number one, okay, hang on a second. Okay, so number one, we see that he that doesn't hate his father and mother and wife, children, brother and sisters, yea, his own life, also he cannot be my disciple. Okay, that's what Jesus said, okay? Number one. Number two, whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So, if any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, wife, children, brother, and sisters, and his own life, he can't be the Lord's disciple. Okay? And whoever doesn't bear their cross and go after the Lord is not worthy to be his disciple. Now, what is the common denominator with both of those? The common denominator with both of those is self-denial. In other words, denying yourself. If you want to be a true disciple of Christ, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow him. Amen? Now, this is why the price that we pay as disciples is not salvation. Okay? In John chapter 19, verse 30, it says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Okay? The price that we pay as disciples is not salvation. Okay? Now, as we read the main text of the passage in Luke, we see that there are things that we mentioned about, you know, hating your family and not picking up your cross. Okay? So tonight we're gonna be examining the passage of scripture and taking a look at those couple things that qualify you to being a disciple of Christ. And the whole point that I want to make is that if you want to be a disciple of Christ, it's going to cost you greatly. The cost to being a disciple of Christ is going to cost everything. This is why I said you have to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow him. Many people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear it at all. They say, oh, that's just too hard. I don't want to hear that. Well, that's what Jesus said. Okay? There's a price that we pay if we want to be disciples. Amen? Now, first thing I want to take a look at is what the scripture says, hating your father, mother, wife, children, brothers, and sisters. Okay? Now, I want to make something clear on this as well. That when the scriptures talk about hating your family, it is not talking about not making your family... What that's talking about is not making your family an idol, a lord. You don't want them to be a lord in your life. Okay? You don't want your family to be an idol in your life. Okay? In other words, God should be the one to take place in your life. Okay? Now, with that said, let's go ahead and take a look at Abraham. Because Abraham, this is exemplified in Abraham, okay? Now, and if you have in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, it says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Now we see here that God is instructing Abram to get out of his father's house and to go to the land which he will show Abram. Okay, now we see that Abram did leave his parents' place, but he became disobedient because he took his family with him. You see what I'm saying? He took his family with him, and God says he wasn't supposed to do that. It was supposed to be him and his wife going. Okay, they both were to go to this land, to where he was going to show them. Amen? So Abram disobeyed, but God worked it out for the good. Okay, he did. Now, when you continue to read the life of Abraham, we do see another example of how Abraham feared God, but with this time, he obeyed what God said because God was testing his faith. And we see this in Genesis chapter 22. Okay, so turn with me to Genesis 22, 1 through 2. Okay, Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. And it says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Okay? God is testing Abraham. Okay? Now, if Abraham's Lord was his child, he would have said, "No, I don't want to do that." But that's not the case. You notice that Abraham was obedient to what God had wanted him to do. And you end up finding out that God stopped him before he did it. Okay? Now, we see in Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 through 12. Okay? So that same chapter, but in verses 9 through 12, it says, "And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood." Let's stop right there for a second. Let me ask you guys a question. If God told you to do that, would you have enough faith? And would you have enough faith to do what Abraham did if God told you to do that for your own child? Would you? Or would you just let your children be the Lord or an idol in your life? Because I'm going to tell you something. Now you might say, "Well, Brandon, what does this have to do with paying a price of being a disciple of Christ?" Listen, when you become a disciple of Christ, you are going to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. If you are truly a disciple of Christ, you would put God first. You wouldn't put your kids first. You wouldn't put your wife first. You would put God first. And you would take your cross and you'd follow after him. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? In order to being a disciple of Christ, you must deny yourself. Amen. So, "And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called on him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything on him. For now I know that thou fearest God. Stop right there. Do you fear God today? Do you fear God to where that is who you're, that is the only one who you will obey? Do you fear God enough to put him first in your life? Do you fear God to where he is first priority of your life? Do you fear God that much? I can't answer that for you. Only you can. Seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 through 19, it says, by faith, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he had that received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. So Abraham feared God. And by the way, you know what Jesus said? He said, if you were the children of Abraham, you would have done the works of Abraham. Abraham feared God. Abraham is like an example of a disciple. Will you do what Abraham did? You know what Abraham did? He put his faith and trust in God and the promises of God. And he put God first. You realize that when Abraham offered his son up, Abraham put God before his own son. You know that? Well, Brandon, I don't want to do that. Well, if you don't want to do that, then you're not worthy to be a disciple of Christ. You can't be his disciple if you're just going to put your family ahead before God. God comes first. Amen. We see that in Abraham's life, he feared God. The question I have for you is, do you fear God? Or do you fear your family? Or do you fear man? That's the question I have for you. Do you fear God or do you fear man? Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. Fear God, don't fear man. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Did you get that? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. If God tells you to do something, do it. Don't question, just do it. Much easier said than done. Amen. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Let me ask you a question. Did it just say we ought to obey family rather than men? No, didn't say that. We ought to obey God rather than men. Now, let me say this. Does that mean you should go off and dishonor your family? No. You should still honor your parents. I don't care how old you are, you honor your parents. You can still honor your parents and not play their mind games. You can still honor their parents. You can still honor your parents and yet put God first. You still can. It is possible. So far, we see that we need to fear God. Above all, above anybody, we need to fear God. Okay? But we also need to die daily and surrender ourselves with the will of God. Now again, this is much easier said than done. But God wants us to surrender to Him. You want to know something? Abraham surrendered himself to the will of God, didn't he? Abraham died daily by doing what God wanted him to, didn't he? Are you like that? Do you fear God so much that you just do whatever He wants? Because we should. Amen. We need to fear God. 1 Corinthians 15:31. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord, I die daily. Paul said he dies daily. Why do you think he ran his race? Finished his course, kept the faith. He died daily, didn't he? That's part of being a disciple, is dying daily. Amen? Now, there are going to be situations that being a disciple of Christ is going to cost you your family. What I mean by this is that you will have situations where you will be hated by your own family because you are a disciple of Christ. Okay? Micah chapter 7, verse 6. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies are the men of his own house. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 36, Think not that I have come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. I do want to make it clear again that in a situation like that, in a situation that your family despises you because you are a disciple of Christ, again, you are to still honor your parents. You don't have to give in to their mind games, but you still need to honor them. Even when you move out, if you're young and you move out of your parents' house, you need to honor them. But you should never put your family ahead of God. God should always have first place in your life. If families treasure their own kids or spouses or parents above God, then your family has them become your Lord, your idol. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew chapter 19, verses 27 to 30. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that this is a promise. I want you guys to pay attention to this. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Mark chapter 10, verses 29 to 31. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospel's. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren, and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. So as we continue to see that there's going to be a price when you pay, when you become a disciple of Christ, but when you forsake, but when you pay that price, Jesus says that you will receive 100-fold. Amen. Now, as we just read, that if you forsake all, Jesus said that you would receive 100-fold. Consider Abraham. He left his parents' house. God made Abraham a great nation. Now, the second thing I want to take a look at is how Jesus said that we must take up our cross and follow him. What does it mean to take up your cross? When we take up our cross, we deny ourselves and crucify the flesh and its desires. Okay? This is another aspect of being a disciple. But you see that the common denominator, again, is denying yourself. When you take up your cross, you deny yourself. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there is given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. That was a cross that Paul had to take up and bear. You know why? Because three times Paul asked God to remove that thorn in the flesh, and God said no. But my grace is sufficient for thee. Romans chapter 8, verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans 13, 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We're supposed to crucify the lust of the flesh, not give in to it. Because if we give in to it, then we're not denying ourselves, are we? To deny ourselves is to deny the lust of the flesh. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 5, verses 24 through 25. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So we see that on a daily basis, we need to die daily by crucifying the flesh. We need to take ourselves out of the picture. We need to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow him. We need to put Christ in all things first. Okay, we need to put Christ in all things. Christ comes first in all things. And he should be the center and should be above even your own family. We need to be careful that we don't have things that can be idols or anything that is above God, because if we do, God will knock it down. And by the way, we need to be knocking our sinful thoughts down. Okay, this is another example of denying yourself, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 30. And I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 3 through 4. And when they of Ashdod arose early in the morrow. Behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth and before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they rose up early in the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon and both palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Listen, when you deny yourself, when you take up your cross and you follow Christ, when you are a disciple of Christ, you don't go after idols. Because if you do, those idols will be cast down, just like Dagon was. Okay? Now, this is the reason why I touched on idols and false gods is because Jesus said you cannot serve two masters. And therefore, when you become a disciple, you need to abstain from idols and other things that get in the way of having Jesus Christ being the number one in our lives. Okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. For they themselves shew of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turn to God from idols to serve the living God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 through 17. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Amen. Last one, and we'll close. Luke chapter 14, verse 33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. I got a question for you guys. Do you put God first in your life? Do you take up your cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have idols that you have not forsaken that you need to? Jesus said, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Think about that. Forsaketh not all that he hath. Are you willing to lay your life down and be a living sacrifice for Christ? Because Jesus Christ is looking for disciples. He's looking for people who are going to be willingly to lay their life down and to deny themselves, pick up their cross and follow him. Are you willing to do that today? Now, I want to say this. Okay. I know that may be hard to hear. But let me tell you something. Okay. We need to understand that if you're going to be a disciple of Christ, you need to deny yourself. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. A lot of people don't want to hear that because they want to live according to the flesh. And we have a tendency to do that. Amen. So, We need to deny ourselves and follow after Christ. Not after fleshly lusts, but after Christ. Amen. Now, if you're watching this and you're not saved today, okay? If you're not saved today, if you don't know that heaven would be your home, okay? You can know for sure that if you were to die today, heaven can be your home. And all it is repenting of your sin confessing your sin, repenting of your sin, going before the Lord, admitting that you are a sinner, confessing your sin, repenting of your sin, asking Him to forgive you of your sins, to cleanse you, to wash you, ask Him to come inside your heart, and believing that He died for you, and believing and putting your faith and trust in what He did for you at the cross. Amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who He says He is, and that He came to do what He came to do, you'll be saved. You need to repent of your sins, go before the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, ask Him to forgive you of your sins, ask Him to cleanse you, ask Him to be the Lord and Savior of your heart and life, ask Him to be the number one in your life. Amen. Jesus Christ is our first love. And if He truly is our first love, then Jesus Christ deserves to have that first place in our life above anything else. Amen. I don't want you taking everything I say for truth. I want you to take what I say and you match it with this Bible. If what I say does not match with this Bible, then let God be true and let Brennan be a liar. But if I am right, then I pray that God will show you what I'm talking to you about. Amen. And if I'm wrong, one of these days, I will have to give an account as to everything that I said and did. I will have to give an account. Okay? I will have to. And if I'm wrong, then I just pray and ask that the Lord will show me where I was wrong, and He'll correct and show me where I'm wrong. Amen. Anyway, so that's actually it for the night. I know that was kind of short, but I was not expecting it to be as short as it was. Anyways, but I love you guys, and I hope that was a blessing to you. I know, like, when I heard this, I mean, this, I preached it a little bit differently than how I heard it, but I hope what I said made sense. Amen. And I hope that this can be a blessing to you. With that said, I may be doing a video tomorrow. Keep me in prayer. It's been a long day, so I'm kind of tired a little bit. That's why I haven't been as... My printer's going off like that. So, if you hear something printing, that's my printer. I haven't been as... how do you put it? I can't think of the term, but anyways, but I hope that this video was a blessing, amen, and I apologize if I seem to be kind of zoning in and out. It's been a long day, so, but anyways, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. Keep me in prayer. Keep my ministry in prayer, and if the Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow, okay, but till then, this is Brother Brandon. I'm signing off for the night. God bless you guys. Love you. We'll see you next time. See ya. Bye.